Good morning, everyone. It is Sunday morning, the 24th of November, about 12:30, and I'm sitting here having fellowship. I am thanking God for the laborers that are before me. In the physical realm, my five senses, this room is empty. But in the spiritual realm, in the place where there is no beginning, there's no end, there's no time, it's already been spoken into my life and by the Spirit of God that I have laborers. So in the spiritual realm, this room is full of laborers. And I am thanking God for bringing it into manifestation. I'm thanking God for the vision that he's given to me, where there are millions, and that Ready One has come and brought the millions to this area or to wherever God sends me, where the harvest is full. So I make myself available to the Father God and willing to walk into the predestined plans that He has for me on this journey of life, the life that He's given me to live. So, because of that, awareness, understanding, and truth, I just give my heart to him and my life to him as he guides me and leads me on this journey. So this is just a moment where I'm taking time to fellowship with all the believers that are before me right now, receiving my words gladly as I speak from the Spirit of God. We all who are called and who respond to the call are led to the ministry of reconciliation, where we reconcile people back to God. So I'm thankful for my ministers, Lawrence and Kim Tor, who have set up their fellowship to call God's people and direct God's people to Him. And because of this fellowship and my leaders, I have received truth. And I receive them gladly. And the truth is that we're called to the ministry of reconciliation, the truth that my ministers have imparted unto me and his leader has imparted unto him, Sankyt Baines, is that we are called to the ministry of reconciliation. And as we call, bring people back to God, we will see great, mighty works in their lives through the submission and the obedience to follow this call. And as we do this, we will be blessed. We are blessed, but we will see the manifestations of the blessings of that direct connection to the Father as we receive His words gladly, spoken by the believers that are led by the Spirit of God and called to lead. And the words and the truths are that we're highly favored, that we're seated at God's right hand, that as Jesus Christ is, so are we. We are his sons and daughters, and that we walk in light and grace and in truth as we follow and walk with the Father and are led by the Spirit, and we follow the example of Jesus Christ, the risen Christ, Christ Jesus, who's accomplished that reconciliation, who through his sacrifice and his obedience and his willingness to do the Father's will, now he is seated in the heavenlies at the right hand of God. And in that we too, he has called all of us, as we confess Romans 10, 9, and 10, we too are now seated at God's right hand. Because as Jesus Christ is, so are we. We're seated at the right hand of God, and Jesus Christ is behind our hands, behind our eyes, He is within us, God in Christ in us. And it is through the resurrection power that placed Christ beside where God placed Christ beside him. And now we are seated behind him, beside him as well. Because so as Jesus Christ is, so are we. Because of that, we walk with the same power that rose Jesus Christ from the dead. Because he said before he left, Jesus Christ, that I have to go unto my Father, but a comforter will come and he will lead you and guide you into all truth, and that you will be endued with power from on high. That power lives within us, and it is through our humility and meekness and submission to these truths and and making Jesus Christ Lord, now we walk with power on this earth. We walk with authority, and we're led by the Spirit of God. And as we walk with meek and humble hearts, ready to serve the Father, ready to do his will, where we cast aside any thoughts, imaginations, and we hold them up to the light of the truth of God's word. And we walk with those truths firmly established in our minds, that as we walk with power and humility and meekness, we call the laborers, and God will ekbolo the laborers. He will send them forth. So now I call the laborers in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak what God says, speak. We call the laborers, for the Lord of the harvest will ekbolo the laborers to us, will bring them into manifestation. And as we stand on these truths and we live in this world, we practice the basic fundamentals of speaking in tongues much, which will edify your spirit and connect you directly to the Father with perfect prayer as he downloads information and revelation into our minds, into our hearts, because it's with that information that we're led in and guided in this world to navigate the circumstances of the world. We navigate them with the light and the truth of the Spirit of God working in us. And as we speak in tongues, we exemplify that reality. We continue to speak in tongue much, and we honor God. We honor God with the first fruit of our increase. We thank him, our Heavenly Father, who's called us from servant to son and daughter. As we call him Abba, Father, we honor him with our increase, because he has not only given us life, but he's given us new life in the spirit, where we walk with power, and then he's given us blessings. Everything comes from him. Our lives come from him. Being called out of the darkness into the light, he called us. He is the source of our everything. We connect to him. We plug into him. Everything comes from the Father. So because of that, we honor him for that. We honor him as an act of holy submission to the Father, where we bypass the systems of this world by connecting directly to our Father for provision, where we've been delivered from the fall and the conditions of the fall of lack and toil. But now because we're connected, we connect to the Father, we acknowledge his truths, we honor him with all of the first fruit of our increase, with humble and meek hearts, with expectation, because we know that all spiritual blessings come from him in heavenly places. So as we honor him, we connect, and then we receive. We receive grace, and we walk in the grace. And that grace will exemplify, it'll seep out of us, and favor will come, blessings come. And we speak forth those blessings because we're connected. So now we speak forth and declare and decree what the promises of God are as it pertains to our finances, as it pertains to our health, as it pertains to our relationships. Everything comes from the Father. And as we continue to honor God, we continue a multiplication of the grace and the favor and the abundance that comes from that connection. When a baby is in the mother's womb, is connected to the umbilical cord, and everything that baby needs comes through that cord from the mother. So now, because of the Holy Spirit and the accomplished works of Jesus Christ as now our intercessor, everything we need comes through the Father, through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Everything we need. Life itself is sustained. Not only our physical life and our breath, but our spiritual life comes from our Father, Abba, Father. So we continue to honor him just for that sake alone, for the breath in our body and the spiritual connection to him, where we're no longer servants and far off from him, but we're at his right hand as Jesus Christ is. So we speak in tongues, we honor God, and we speak by the Spirit. We declare and decree that we speak quickly from the Spirit of God and slowly or nothing at all from our thoughts, our emotions, or our opinions, because it is by that Spirit that speaks to us that we call those things that be not as though they were. So we speak and declare and decree all the promises of God in our lives. For his sake, for his glory, as they manifest, we give praise, and then we continue to abundantly share and honor him, because this is the multiplication where we continue steadfast in these things as believers who are called and hear the call, respond to the call, and make themselves available and willing to walk with the Father simply. And it's just that simple. It's a simple walk. Day by day, minute by minute, second by second, we walk with him intimately because he lives inside of us. And when we do the things we're encouraged to do, speaking in tongues, honoring God with the first fruit of our increase, fellowshipping with like-minded believers, speaking by the Spirit, as we continue to do those things, we will have the multiplication. We see the multiplication. We declare and decree. And as we do that, the multiplication will happen because it's by the power of God. As my minister says, God is a God of increase, not decrease. So we don't go back. We move forward. We move forward with the truth that he's given to us and revealed to us. And we do. We act and do. We speak by the Spirit. We call the laborers. And we honor God with the first fruit of our increase. And we stay connected to like-minded believers. And we stay connected to ministers and leaders of the gospel of Christ and the gospel of reconciliation who preach Christ and who preach the gospel of reconciliation. So that's what we do as believers. We just live. We live bountifully. We live with abundance. We live to spread the gospel, to proclaim God's goodness, to proclaim Jesus Christ, and then to be victorious in all that we do as we stand steadfast on these truths and manifest the evidence of these truths in our lives, day by day, minute by minute, situation by situation. So we stay content in who we are, content and what God says is for us. And we just continue to walk with humble hearts towards the Father. The posture of our heart is to stay continually humble before him in every aspect of your life. And he will give you words to speak if something comes up against you, whether it be unbelief, whether it be family members, whatever opposition is trying to come against the truth that you know and believe and that God has revealed, the power and the words that we speak by the Spirit will dismantle any opposition, because the entrance of God's word brings light. Light unto what? Light unto any darkness in the world, any darkness in any situation. We speak the words back by God. So we believe these things in our hearts, and then we confess them. And then we just live. And then we just stay in the flow of multiplication, increase, blessings, peace, favor. We exemplify the fruits of the Spirit with patience, kindness, long-suffering, self-control. These are the things that we are to exemplify as the evidence of that power working in us, as we state examples to those around us and to the world, because we are the lights of the world, because we have the truth that God reigns and Jesus Christ is his son sitting at his right-hand side. And as Jesus Christ is, so are we. God has good plans for us to prosper and to be in health. This is what he wills. This is his will. His will is for all men to be saved and to come into the knowledge of the truth. When we make these truths and we believe these truths and then we act and do unto these truths as we're led by the Spirit of God, we will see abundance. We will see multiplication. We will see favor. And these are the things that we speak. We speak by the Spirit of God, proclaim his goodness, proclaim his truths, and then let him do the work. He does the work before us. We just walk with him and we rest in these truths. We rest in his presence within us. And that's the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. So I thank you, Father God, for the laborers that are before me. I thank you, Father God, for that one hungry laborer who will bring the millions. I thank you, Father God, for all my blessings, seen and unseen, because, Father, you are all-knowing, and we just honor you and we worship you, Father God. And we thank you. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father, that you continue to keep our hearts meek and tender towards you. We thank you, Father, that you make our eyes and our minds and our eyes, every ear gate, sensitive only to your direction, your voice, your plans, and your vision for us. For greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So as we are in the world, we don't let the world absorb us. We impact the world as light bearers, Father God. Just living our lives simply with you, walking day by day, led by the Spirit, with a heart of posture and thanks and humility before you, Father God. So that's my heart. That is my sharing on this beautiful Sunday. I pray for all the believers that connect in this fellowship and who hear these words to be continually encouraged to seek the Father with all your heart, to continue to seek his will for your lives as leaders and as believers, and that everyone here, everyone listening, just be blessed solely and purely by the presence of God within them, being activated as you hear these words and receive them and go out and do. I pray for the believers that are in Nepal right now on the trip. Thank you, Father God, for just revealing yourself and your plans for them in a mighty, mighty way, and the plans that they have to establish your kingdom here on earth. I pray that for every believer in fellowship, for the God to continue to reveal himself and his plans for us so that we might walk with power and authority, led by the Spirit of God, with meekness and humble hearts, and operating from love and power as Jesus Christ did. We thank you for this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Goodbye, everyone.